Beaches along the New England coast from Cape Cod to Maine have sprouted unwelcome signs as the summer season approaches. Red tide, no shell fishing until further notice, the signs read. The water is safe for swimming, but the region's clam and oyster beds are threatened by an outbreak of red tide, an algae bloom that scientists believe was brought on by unusually cold and wet weather this past winter and spring. New York Times Boston Bureau Chief Pam Bellick reported on the threat this weekend, and she's on the phone. Welcome to the program, Pam.
Thanks for inviting me.
So, according to the researchers you've spoken with, what's exactly the threat here, and how long is it expected to last?
Well, red tide is a toxic algae bloom that normally shows up in waters off of Maine and New Hampshire at sort of moderate levels, and then usually it blows itself out to sea. But what's happened this year is that the red tide is at higher toxic levels, and it has spread much farther than it usually does, much farther south. And so now it's affected a large part of the shellfish fishing in Cape Cod, and they just closed shellfish beds in Nantucket. The shellfish, and here we're talking about clams and oysters, not lobster, not shrimp, not crabs, but the filter feeders that ingest the water, and they're constantly sort of flushing water through their systems. They're taking in the toxin, and it's poisoning their flesh. So if people were to eat those clams or oysters, I'm being told that they can. It's considered a neurotoxin, which means that it can have numbing or paralyzing effects, and it can even affect breathing to the point of causing death. So that's why the state officials are being so strict in shutting down shellfish beds to make sure that people only eat shellfish that they've tested and can make sure that they're safe.
How long do they say the algae bloom, the red tide, is expected to last?
They don't really know. They are predicting at least a few weeks, and once the algae bloom goes out to the ocean and is no longer in the coastal waters, there's still a period of 2 to 3 weeks where the shellfish have to basically flush clean water through their systems until they're not affected. So it could be 6 weeks, it could be even longer. The scientists that I talked to said that they're concerned that there might be a second wave of this coming down from Maine, and they're going to be looking into that to see whether they need to anticipate that.
Mm. How are the fishermen and the restaurants coping
with fishermen, this? The fishermen are devastated. This is the start of their peak season, particularly in Cape Cod. People come to places like Wellfleet and Eastham for the steamers and the fried clams, and that's when a lot of these shell fishermen make their living. So some of them are trying to pick up odd jobs. Some of them are trying to get berths on larger fishing boats that have nothing to do with shellfish, but a lot of them are very concerned. The fish markets and the restaurants, at the moment, what they are doing is looking elsewhere for things like steamers and oysters. They're beginning to get their supplies from places like Canada, and it's costing them more, and so therefore it's going to be costing the consumer more. So far, they're not seeing a huge amount of panic among customers, but they think that that's partly because at this time of year on the Cape, the vacationers haven't started coming in great abundance yet. So the people who are around are more locals, and they tend to be a little bit more flexible about these things and understand them a little bit more. But they're bracing for when the summer season really starts in a few weeks, and they're hoping that it will be pretty much behind them by then.
Is it possible to predict how bad the rest of the summer might be, or how bad it's going to be in years to come?
I don't think it's possible to predict how bad it's going to be in years to come. And I think they're trying to get a handle on what's happening up further north off of Maine and New Hampshire to figure out if they can predict what might happen later on this summer. They're just watching, and they're trying to figure out whether that's going to have, you know, if, whether they're going to be able to tell anything about the future of the summer.
Pam Bellick is the New York Times Boston Bureau Chief, and she joined us by phone from her home. Thanks very much.
Thank you.